Could I courier this toy carrot that my son glued his baby teeth onto?
For sure. We're your guy. How about a strip of slightly used duct tape? Yeah, we're your guy.
And this spoiler for my quantum.
Chief, we're your guy. With over 4,000 fast and flexible ways of couriering your parcel, locally and internationally, whatever you need couriered, we're your guy. The Courier Guy. Visit thecourierguy.co.za.
You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show, as always, with a sense of how markets have been faring throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by PSG Old Oaks portfolio manager Skalk Lowe to take a look at market movements and see what we make of them. Skalk, lovely to have you on the show as always. Lovely to catch up. The Rand a little bit weaker than the last time you and I spoke. Markets having somewhat of a better day today. They didn't have the strongest start to the week. What's happening today?
Jimmy, if your glass had something in it, it was half empty. half empty. Because man, oh man. I mean, we're looking at a JSE 1.3% up. The resources up 2.6% for today, and the rest, pretty much everything in the green. And I'm getting the rand is just weaker, and the markets are looking somewhat. It was a fabulous day. We had a big retracement in resources. Yes, we did have an operational update from Goldfields this morning, and that did look good. It seems like they're on track to produce the goods in an environment where you want to be producing the goods. But I felt today we went shopping. I mean, it's not Black Friday yet, but I mean, I really felt we went shopping today, because when I look at the JSE today and the movements, yes, the resources did have a recovery, and it was a solid green day. But when we look at the actual, you know, retailers inside, you know, Spar today 4.5%, the Fashini Group 5.2% up, Truers 5.1% up, even Woolies that usually struggles 2.4% up, and even if you look at the food retailers, Shoprite up over 1% today, Pick and Pay 1.5%, Mr. Price 3.5%. I know Mr. Price is not a food retailer, but it's a really solid recovery day for a sector that's been struggling in 2025, and today is as if there was just a bit of a switch that went on and say we need to be buying some retailers.
I was going to ask you about that, Skalk. I was going to ask you about the retailers, and I mean, they have, by comparative standards, underperformed when compared to some of the other sectors. And yes, the anomaly that is within the resources sector makes sense to kind of exclude that. But the retailers really haven't had the best time of the year. Is it general optimism that now we're suddenly finding favor in the retailers? Is there something more? I mean, we haven't gotten numbers out of the retailers. We're not in the middle of their earnings season. So why the sudden, hey, let's get into retailers?
Yeah, it's been an area. The food retailers, many Shoprites, it's gone pretty much from strength to strength. Pick and Pay, we know the struggles that Pick and Pay has got. And Sean Summers made it clear they're only going to be breaking even at around about 2028. Boxer, been doing well, but you can see it's the clothing retailers has really struggled. They had a fantastic 2024, and then it was all this hype around two-pot system. There's going to be X amount of billion that's going to be flowing into the South African economy, and most of that money is going to be caught by these clothing retailers. And then we went into 2025, and it was just headwind upon headwind upon headwind. The Temos and the Sheens really eating into these turnovers. But I felt that we got to a point lately where it just it's a little bit overdone. When you look at something like a Mr. Price, for example, I mean, they're currently sitting at a forward P of 11 point something. You know, some of these other retailers are now single digit forward P's, and yes, they do have their challenges, but man, oh man, I just think they were a little bit cheap. And yeah, I think today was one of those days where some fund manager clearly out there, or maybe two fund managers out there, clearly felt that it's a little bit overdone and it's time to do some, hey, I'm going to use it, shopping.
Skalk, Is that the case for all markets? Is that the case for international markets? I mean, I'm looking at markets like the Nikkei that were down about 2.5% today, but we've also been kind of keeping an eye on other markets. I mean, earlier on, a couple of weeks ago, we started to see a bit of a turnaround in the luxury space, the likes of LVMH and the Kering groups reporting more positivity from their perspective. Is it potentially just a turn of sentiment that might be taking a little bit longer because of how many geopolitical factors we've had to contend with, but all in all, seemingly there might be some positivity that seems to be coming out?
The general perception of luxury goods is usually that it's as the word says, it's luxury goods, and people will only be spending at these call it retailers when they have money. But that's not the case. I think the period in COVID was a case in point. When we were sort of locked up and it was a really difficult scenario, these luxury good retailers did extremely well, because people don't know that it's actually quite a defensive to buy these luxury goods. A Cartier watch, I know, is an expensive thing, and it's not something that most probably you and I will be able to afford. But I mean, there is a lot of people out there that buy these as a sort of a defensive, like buying a Krugerrand coin, they will buy a Cartier watch. Back to you know where we are. I think, no doubt, especially the US, we're sitting at elevated levels, and we've seen that some of these, let's call it tech AI counters, they're spending a lot of money. I mean, I can't remember when last I've seen this many billions being used for development, research, and those kind of things. And yes, I think eventually it will pay off. But I mean, in the shorter term, when you're trading at these elevated levels, you need to produce the goods. And if you're going to miss targets, then markets might react. So I think for the listeners out there, my message today would be, go back to your portfolio. I mean, don't go and sell out or try and front the market. Just make sure that you're still within your, let's call it, risk profile. If you feel that the market could have a pullback of 15, even 20%, and you'll still be comfortable, then fine, you're in the right investment, let's call it, vehicle. If not, hey, maybe it's just time to look at some profit taking.
Skulk, which sectors would you then be looking at if you are looking at getting involved in the markets? I mean, understandably, as you said, some of the markets might still experience a pullback. We might still have a bit of a deeper retracement on some of the markets. Which sectors then start to, or historically perhaps, might have done well in the festive period? We know you and I have spoken about the Santa rally and the Christmas rally before. We're heading closer towards that time, and between now and that time, there's an interest rate decision from South Africa, there's one from the United States, there's still a couple of other data points that are coming out. What do we typically see as we go towards the tail end of the year becomes attractive?
I'm so glad you're preempting that, because I mean, December month has been notoriously the best month for markets. I mean, that's just case in point, and that's why they call it a Santa rally. You know, add into a mix that you want to be buying shares when interest rates are you know, decreasing, and it currently, when you look at the forecast, yes, it's not your 80 or 90%. When you look at the CME Fed tool, they're still forecasting a close to 70% probability that we're going to see another rate cut coming from the Fed this month. So in a decreasing interest rate environment, it is always good to be looking at stocks. And I think stats are supporting let's call it a positive environment. I do think, and I'm worried about the levels we're currently trading at. You ask me, where would I find? There's two things you could do in your share portfolio when you are a little bit worried. You can either go to cash, and that is like selling out, and now you'll be missing out on any further growth. Or you could move to stocks which is notoriously a little bit more defensive. Your healthcare stocks, your sin stocks, things like the Anheuser-Busch, the British American Tobacco Companies, the gambling type of stocks. Those are the things you can look at. For me now, I look at stocks that's been really underperforming this year, and the retailers, funny enough, is an area where I felt that we did stay behind, and going into the festive season, in an environment where you've seen a sector stay behind, which could benefit in this, let's call it, festive season, I do find a few opportunities. And like I said, the likes of the Mr. Prices are not currently looking attractive. And you know, a ShopRite is always a solid under the ball.
Skulk, I want to take a look at the Rand while we do have time. We have touched on it in this conversation, but going into kind of the tail end of the year, I wanted to get your thoughts around potentially seeing more than just 17 Rand and 5 cents. I know we spoke about it. I want to be optimistic that we'll break that 17 Rand level. It seems as though every single time we try, every single time we get closer, something happens, risk sentiment shifts, markets are looking at things differently. And I want to look at that now in the context of the likes of S&P and Fitch. We know that around November, December-ish, we do have another ratings review that we're due for. And potentially, I mean, according to Bank of America, at least, that Standard & Poor's could potentially increase our credit rating agency, or our credit rating rather, as a sovereign. That would be historic, because we've been technically junk status for quite some time.
Yeah. So first point on that, I think we should not be thinking that S&P will, in November, with a November meeting, adjust us from being junk status to not being junk status. We need to adjust three notches. So we'll still have time. Bank of America brought out a wonderful report. Well, actually brought out two reports this month. Earlier this month, they were talking about, and this is where I do agree, they were talking about us improving and could go out of junk status before the next elections. Now that gives us enough time to move this three notches. I think us going out of the grey listing environment's already been positive, and it's a move in the right direction. So things are definitely improving on a local front. You're talking about the Rand, and I'm going to ask you, and I had your colleagues Rake a few evenings ago, and Simon today. I ask him, do you know the song Dim Bones?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So you know it's in the nursery song, and it's the hip bone is connected. I'm not going to be singing again. Definitely not. But it's the hip bone that's connected to the backbone, and the backbone to the neck bone to the head bone. It's, I think what has shown us the past is called it 72 hours in the markets. It's markets and tensions. We've seen markets being worried yesterday, and there was a bit of a sell-off. And a sell-off in two things. Firstly, we've seen a sell-off in emerging market currencies. Not just South Africa. You're talking about the Rand. Not just South Africa. You look at the Mexican peso, Brazilian real. Most of the emerging market currencies were sold off yesterday. And also, emerging market equities were sold off. But that didn't stop there. It was equities in general. So it was a risk-off environment where equities were sold off, NASDAQ, Dow, S&P 500. But where did the money go? 3 weeks ago, if we were sitting in an environment where the ISM Manufacturing Index came out, eighth consecutive retraction in the index, that's bad, but it's now below 50, which means it's actually contracting, the manufacturing in the US. Usually, you know, if it's 3 weeks ago, we would have had a weakening dollar, and we would have had the gold price run from $3,000 to $4,000. That's typically what we've seen. But yesterday, it was sort of a sanity prevailed. We've had all these currencies and markets being sold off. And where did they go? They went into the good old dollar. So I think I still believe that the Rand is extremely undervalued, even at current levels. And yeah, your 17.05, is this the best? Is this as good as it gets? I still think we're going to be breaking that 17 mark. And we most probably will. We'll do it before the end of the year, but that's just me. I mean, that's where I'm standing. But I mean, if markets do find more volatility towards the end of the year, yeah, don't be surprised if we see further weakness in the Rand.
Glass half full. That's how we should be looking at the markets, and that's how we should be approaching the end of the year. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to portfolio manager at PSG Wealth, Old Oak Skulk Lowe, for joining us. Take a look at market movements, market sentiment, and perhaps market opportunity.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.